Hey, podcasters! It's another Tradewin Radio podcast with your host, Patrick Haggerty. It's April 26th, and I'm really hoping for a great podcast. I'm going to play an intro here that pretty much, one of the sections of the show, I'm going to explain to you what the different sections are later, but it's different, it's not really musical, like last week's, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting intro. If you guys don't like it, you could always email me.
It is now 4:40, and Savannah and Kelly have arrived. We were actually all supposed to be here at 4, but obviously plans don't work sometimes. So now prom's kind of off to a rocky start, but hopefully dinner will definitely improve things. Sign off. It's now 4:46, and the pictures are done, and hopefully we make it on time for dinner reservation.
I was wrong.
Pictures are not over. It is now 4:49. Told my parents along with the rest of the group, I guess it's time for us to finally go.
2 minutes later, and
pictures are officially over. Note to self,
cameras plus women equals time.
So it's now 4:58, and our reservation has been moved to 5:30 to accommodate for this. You may think that we're leaving, actually, to go to dinner now. But no, we've had some complications, and we're now going to visit another friend's house, where hopefully pictures will not take place to delay us anymore.
But there will be a prom ticket found.
Oh yes, that's correct. A prom ticket is missing. That's why we're going back.
So, if you can really guess where that's from. That's from we were at my friend Emily's house, and we were taking pictures, and of course we ended up being late. So, for the themes today, or the topics I'm going to talk about, I'm going to branch out a bit more. I'm going to go into a topic with John Winston once again. He had an article that he talked about in his last Bikescape podcast about the oil crisis that is currently going to befall the U.S., is befalling the U.S., I suppose, for some of you. And I'm also going to talk about prom, and I'm going to talk about a new sport that I'm actually becoming quite interested in that I heard from another podcast from Kent Matsueda in Japan. He does a podcast called Kanazawi, and that's a really great podcast. I'm going to talk about longboarding, the new sport that I want to try out. So here we go. 1 second. All right, the long emergency. What's going to happen when we start running out of cheap gas to guzzle? By James Howard Kunstler. I'm not actually going to read the article, but I'm going to talk about it because this guy makes really good points. This is an article out of Rolling Stone from, I don't know what date this is from. March 24th, 2005. And basically, it's actually a long article about how there's a point in time called the global oil production peak, when actually the amount of oil will actually hit the highest ever. And then from there, it's all downhill, and all the oil, we start running out, and things are bad. This is the global one. It hasn't happened yet, but for the U.S., the oil that we produce for ourselves, it happened back in 1970, according to this article. It's supposed to happen on the world in 10 years. It's not that long away. So, what do we do about this? They've already talked about drilling in ANWR, the Arctic National Reserve. It's a nature reserve. I don't know the name. Sorry, guys, nature fanatics, environmentalists. I don't know the name. But basically, they're going to try and drill there. But even so, we're going to run out of oil fast. And then China. He talks about China. And then there's the issue with China, I'm quoting this, which in 2004 became the world's second greatest consumer of oil, surpassing Japan. China's surging industrial growth has made it increasingly dependent on the imports we are counting on. If China wanted to, it could easily walk into some of these places, the Middle East, former Soviet republics, in Central Asia, and extend its hegemony by force. Is America prepared to contest for this oil in an Asian land war with the Chinese army? I doubt it. Nor can the U.S. military occupy regions of the Eastern Hemisphere indefinitely, or hope to secure either terrain or oil infrastructure of one distant, unfriendly country after another. A likely scenario is that the U.S. could exhaust and bankrupt itself trying to do this, and be forced to withdraw back into our own hemisphere, having lost access to most of the world's remaining oil in the process. We know that our national leaders are hardly uninformed about this predicament. President George W. Bush has been briefed on the dangers of the oil peak situation as long ago as before the 2000 election, and repeatedly since then. In March, the Department of Energy released a report that officially acknowledges for the first time that peak oil is for real and states plainly that, quote, the world has never faced a problem like this without massive mitigation before more than a decade before the fact the problem will be pervasive and will not be temporary. End quotes. Wow. Another quote. Note to clueless nation, call planet Earth. We're running out of oil. So, I've already started countering the problem, I suppose. Gas is expensive. What do? I ride my bike to school. I'm not a big nature fanatic, but, you know, I try to save my parents' money, because, excuse me, I don't pay for my own gas. For those of you that do, I'm sorry. I don't have a job either. I can't get a job. My dad won't let me. But I try to alleviate some of that by riding my bike to school. Now, obviously, on a day like today, when it rained, I don't have the capability of riding in the rain yet. I'm going to see if I can do something about that. So I have to drive my car, pretty much. I could ride the bus, I guess. But since I'm not a big fanatic, I don't really like the bus. And I also, going back to that longboarding thing I was looking at, longboarding, it's like a cruiser, like my Recumbent. It's a bike built for cruising, while longboards are skateboards built for cruising. So I'm really interested in that. I really have to thank, podcast.net for that. I was looking around in Japan podcasts. And here we go, the Kanazawa podcast. In Kanazawa, Japan, this guy named Kent has a friend named Adam Clark. And on the show he did 2 weeks ago, Adam called on the phone to Kent, and they had a discussion about longboarding in Tokyo, because Tokyo is a very hill heavy city, and most of it's paved. And basically, they described it as summer snowboarding or something like that. So oil. For you guys who really care, start saving up. Maybe you could buy hedging. Hedging is what it's called. American Airlines actually started doing oil hedging a long time ago. Oil hedging is pretty much when you you buy a certain amount of oil or gas at a set price, and you pay that price for as many years as you have that amount of gas, and until you run out of the number of hedges you made, you pay like a buck a gallon. I think that's what American did. I don't really know, so don't take my word on that. Speaking of being wrong about stuff, I'd really like to apologize to John Winston of the Bikescape podcast for horribly overstating my arrest quotas, or numbers. I said over 100 people were arrested. I was wrong. Around 40, 35, I think, was the actual number, were arrested. And now, actually, I listened to his new podcast he did on the 21st about how a video had been released of these arrests, and they'd figured out that the video that the police had given them was actually cut and edited. And I think that just, my dad kind of gave me a talking to about, you know, not trusting the New York Times, because it's one of the most liberal papers in the country. I don't know. Honestly, if it says that they changed the tapes, then they changed the tapes. It's not necessarily true for every single arrest, but one of the guys that was arrested back in the Republican National Convention, actually, he just got off. They let him off because they figured out that the cops had been editing these videos. And of course, the cops are claiming, oh God, we didn't edit any of the videos. God, what are you talking about? Oh, that's horrible. You know, everyone's blaming everyone else. Jeez. It kind of makes me sick, actually. So, then again, also, if you'd like to help out these people who have been arrested, you can go to the Time's Up website, who is raising money to provide them legal support and financial support to get out of prison at www.timesup.org. That's www.timesup.org. times-up.org. Okay, moving on to my intro. Prom. Wow. Prom was interesting. For those of you who listen to this and think that the dancing that people do nowadays is good and it's great dancing, I really have to disagree with you. That is some of the sickest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And teenagers, for God's sakes. Teenagers grinding, I guess is what it's called. Grinding away to this rap music. Oh, and what's really perversion? A perversion of music, right? They play rap. I don't mind rap. Because people, you know, I guess that's how you're supposed to dance to rap. But then, okay, they played Wild Cherry. They played Play That Funky Music, Baby, right? Okay, people grinded to that, too. I mean, jeez, what is this world coming to when people are freaking grinding to 70s beat music? It's really good music. I don't understand why people have to do sacrilege to it. I mean, honestly. That's one of the most famous songs of the 70s. Everyone knows that song. Well, at least most everyone. I can't assume that everyone knows it. But, yeah. So, let's start off at the beginning with the recording I did with a voice recorder. I actually want to apologize for the quality. I thought it was too loud when I had it leaning sort of next to the microphone. And the quality actually didn't sound as loud when I played it in my ears as it looked on the screen with the fader bar and such. So I moved it a bit away, and that's why it got a little bit quiet at the end, and I'd like to apologize if any of you don't really like that. I'll make sure not to move it in the future. But yeah, we went to my friend Emily's house, and we took pictures, and pictures, and pictures. And, right, we were all supposed to be there at 4. I showed up at maybe 4:10, because being late to some of these gatherings we have is a good idea, because sometimes people can't show up on time, and especially the women. I have to say that my friend Russ, who usually shows up late, no fault of his own, was before the women. Savannah and Kelly, wow, they showed up really late, so we got the pictures done. The pictures took a while, actually. I figured, you know, picture here, girlfriends, boyfriends, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, we're out of there for a 5 o'clock dinner. Well, actually, we're lucky that we didn't get to the 5 o'clock dinner. Because if we had had a 5 o'clock dinner, we would have gotten to prom at maybe 7:15. And there's no one there at 7:15. Or 7. Oh, I take it back. We got there at 7:30. There were people there. And there was our group of friends that we didn't eat dinner with them. They ate dinner at a friend's house. And they rode a fur bus. And actually, the minivan we rode in was pretty nice. It had a CD player, so we listened to the great recordings of Mr. Frank Sinatra on the way up. That'd be Russ's favorite music. Russ also has a rant that I'm going to see if I can plug in at the end of the show about the music. And I'm not going to rant anymore about the music. I think I did that. So, moving on from the pictures, we went to dinner. And dinner, we ate at the City Cafe. We were trying to eat out of town, but of course, you know, not everything happens like we want to. So, it was really good dinner. It was actually, I had crab cakes. I usually don't eat those. I don't know. But I felt like getting it because I didn't want that much food in me. So I got a couple crab cakes, and they were really good. So I really like City Cafe. It's just, any kind of food you get there is awesome. And my friend Russ, who happens to be of German descent, had some actual German food, which he hasn't had in quite a long time, if at all. I'm not sure about that. But he greatly liked his ethnic food, the food of his ethnic background, if you can call Germans an ethnic background. So we lounge around to dinner, and a friend shows up, my friend Scott Adams. He's kind of a me friend, you know, we kind of talk to each other and such. And what I really liked was that I saw another friend from middle school named Albert. And Albert, wow. Looked a lot different than he did in middle school. We had some problems with each other. We got each other in trouble. But Albert was a generally good kid, and I saw him, and he looked really different. All right, so that's when we were leaving. I talked to Albert for a bit, and then we left. And we drove up there, listened to some Sinatra, listened to a few CDs of Sinatra. Got to the Biltmore Hotel. Now, the Biltmore looks really nice on the outside. Oh, I'm sorry about the phone. Jeez, someone's calling my house. It's my dad. So the Biltmore, it's a really nice hotel, like named after, you know, the great house in South Carolina. I don't know. Some Carolina. And so we go in, and it's a really nice entranceway, and it was a revolving door, and we actually had a problem getting in, because there was a wedding going on, too. So the people, the bride and groom, were taking pictures right out in front of the revolving door. So we had to kind of sit around for a bit, waiting to get in. And we got in, and showed our tickets and everything, got our IDs taken care of. And we walked in to this an anteroom, I guess, to the actual ballroom, quote-unquote ballroom. And our friends were there, my friend Colin, and some other friends like Nicole and Becky. And Becky's illustrious friend Alfred. We had heard much about Alfred, and he seems like a really great kid. Becky was actually, I don't want to make Becky sad if she listens to this, but Alfred was very close to her, very close. They're kind of dating long distance. Alfred lives in Florida. And Becky today, or on Monday, excuse me, cried a lot in the morning. Apparently she cried on Sunday, too. I wasn't there to see that. But Alfred looks like a really nice guy. He was friendly to everyone. And if Alfred gets to listen to this, hopefully I can get Becky to send him my website. Alfred, I could really, really enjoy getting his opinion on it. And so we're in this anteroom, right? And there's Cullen and Nicole and Becky and Alfred and some other people that I won't mention. And the food that is set up, they actually had, it was nice in the beginning. They had these nice little champagne glasses set up with ginger ale. I really love ginger ale. I didn't have any glasses, though. I didn't feel that thirsty. I think actually when I was at the restaurant, drained them of every single drop of Coke they had. I don't drink this stuff that often, but when I do, I drink a lot of it. So we started walking around this little room, and over on the left of the room, as you walk in, picture this with me, as you walk into the room, there's like columns, a few, and there's desks on the right side of the room, where they had drinks serving later in during prom. And on the left side, they had a buffet type deal set up. It was mostly ice cream. And then they had, get this, a chocolate fountain. I didn't actually eat the chocolate out of the fountain because the only thing they had to dip in there was strawberries. And excuse me, but I believe that the mixing of fruit and chocolate is horrible. It's one of the worst things you can do in the world. Chocolate is a substance that you should eat in its purity and beauty. But there was a chocolate fountain, and there was some ice cream. I actually got some ice cream. It was okay ice cream. And then I went into the actual ballroom where they had the DJ set up. The DJ, I don't know how long he'd been there. He looked kind of bored because there's no one there yet, obviously. And I looked. I took some pictures of some of my friends, walked around. And I have to say that although it was a nice room, it was a beautiful room. It looked new architecture. It was old on the outside, new on the inside kind of deal. There was nothing there. There was one big poster that said Vogue, the theme of our prom, that actually our class, class of 2006, set up. We didn't do a great job, I have to say. They had one big Vogue poster, and then they had the DJ. And the DJ, you know, wasn't really that. And then he had this sign that was glowing, and it had these little colored lights that ran around the square sign, and the sign said, "The Sound Guy." And he played pretty much, before everyone showed up, he played some pop music. And I don't really like pop music anyway. And then when everyone started showing up, of course, he moved on to the rap and the popular stuff that everyone wants to listen to. And eventually around 8 o'clock, I guess we hung around for an hour, and I took some pictures of some really funny dancing, some waltzing that people did as a joke. And people started showing up, and once a large enough crowd was there, he started playing the rap. And it was still light enough, and I had my my parents' digital camera with me to take pictures, and I took pictures of these people, quote-unquote, grinding away, and, geez, that must be uncomfortable. Later at prom, after I took a bunch of pictures, I actually stood on the outside of what my friend Sean described as a massive human blob, which is pretty accurate if you actually look at it. So I stood on the outside of this for maybe a minute at the most. A minute. And I didn't take my jacket off because I think I'd look a bit funny. I had a bow tie. I had my band uniform on, as I told you guys last time. And my band uniform isn't meant for prom. I realize that. I need my own vest and maybe a regular tie. I'm not sure about the tie yet. That's a lot of people wore regular ties. And some funny vests. I guess we had an orangey, light orangey colored vest my friend Kyle wore. That was interesting. And some people actually wearing baseball caps. You know, the baseball caps, the big ones with the flat brims that you sit on your head at an angle and you're all, you know, whatever. I don't know what this... I don't know. I don't know what you call people like that. I don't want to use any derogatory terms to insult anyone. But there were some funny dressed people at prom. And, of course, the girls all wore those, I'm not going to complain about the dresses. What can I say? I'm single, so, you know. Open territory for any woman that wants to come my way. Except for this one at my kendo class. I'll talk about that later. So it got dark eventually, and I basically stood off to the side for a while, took some pictures. I tried to get a recording from my assistant principal, Mr. Byers. Oh, he wouldn't talk to me. You know, of course he was going to talk to me. And then, of course, I whipped out my voice recorder because I wanted to hear him, and I wanted to, you know, record what he was saying. And he went, oh, no, 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 no. There's no way I'm going to talk to you with that thing on. So I didn't get anything good. I didn't want to talk to Mr. Davis or Mr. Sweat because everyone doesn't like Mr. Sweat's opinion anyway. And getting his opinion is pretty much pointless. We've already heard his opinion. That dancing is awful, blah, blah, blah. He's a really southern type gentleman. He doesn't like anything vulgar. And yet, as much as I respect that, I mean, people don't like him. So, I guess it got to 10:30. Oh, I was talking about the blob. So I was at the edge of this blob for about a minute. And I had my jacket on. And for a minute, I took a picture of somebody. I was kind of stuck. I couldn't, you know, move without pushing anyone, and I didn't want to be rude. That's for some reason I don't like being rude to people, and I pay for it by being very submissive, even though I don't really feel like a submissive person. So finally, after a minute, I moved out, and man, on the edge of this blob, it was hot. It was burning. It was sweaty. I didn't like it at all. I don't know how those dancing people like. Maybe the women didn't mind it because, you know, they had a little circulation going, the air, and they didn't have much on anyway. But the guys must have been burning up. Oh, jeez. I didn't even dance any when I was on that. I just stood there, and I got hot. So I actually had to take off my jacket to cool down a bit. And I put it on again, because, you know, if I looked kind of funky with just my cummerbund on and all that. And, oh, jeez. And we left at 10:30 and went back to Russ's house. And we watched Princess Mononoke, a Miyazaki film, one of my favorites. And we watched part of Castle in the Sky. Unfortunately for myself, I fell asleep. I've never been able to sit down and keep myself awake for a long period of time. It got to the point where I was going to the bathroom every few minutes to put water on my face to keep myself awake. That didn't work. So we slept for, I don't know how long I slept. If I went to bed at 3, and I got up. I guess I slept for 7 hours or so. I was feeling good, pretty good in the morning. So we... excuse me as I adjust the mic. So we got up, and we didn't really know what to do. So we watched this one movie. We were going to watch it at night, but... we were afraid that Emily would get nightmares, because apparently scary movies give her nightmares. And, you know, a scary movie would give me a nightmare, especially the one we watched. We watched Donnie Darko. And then apparently it's a very popular film with teenagers today. I don't see how they can watch it more than once, honestly. That was a scary movie. Not scary as in, oh my god, that man's attacking someone with a chainsaw scary, but, like, freaky. You'd have to see it. I'm not going to describe it. You'd have to see it. Oh, no. Don't see it. Just, like, look on the internet for a review or something. And that's pretty much all you need to see that movie. It's very weird. It's got some funny scenes to it, but pretty much the whole movie is depressing. So we watched that, then we had some breakfast. Russ's mother is wonderful. I love Russ's mother. To the bottom of my heart, I really do. Because she's a great woman. She puts up with us, she puts up with Russ's brothers. And, oh. So... after that, I went back home and put on some normal clothes. Well, I had normal clothes on, take it back. I didn't have a belt, though. It's funny, the shorts I was wearing were too big for me, so I, They kept, nearly falling off. I don't understand how people can walk around school with those really baggy pants and keep having to pull them up. It's really uncomfortable. And then I rode my bike back to Russ's house because we were going to go to Dairy Queen. Wow. On our way to Dairy Queen, we took pretty much the same route we usually do to the core of Peachtree City. But Russ took a detour because Savannah wanted to see this one house, apparently. I have no idea where they are. I wasn't riding on the golf cart, so I couldn't hear him half the time. But Savannah wanted to see this house. I don't even know what house it is. I just noticed, oh, there's a house. Okay, I'm riding my bike. I'm kind of tired. But, oh, jeez. So we go this detour, is what Russ called it, a detour. And, wow, I didn't like it. Because, I didn't mind it that much. I'm a bicyclist. I'm supposed to just tough it out. I toughed it out. So we go from this one part of the bridge and go under it, and then we go uphill. And jeez, we went uphill for more than a mile. I don't know how long we went uphill for, but it was a long way. Went uphill for a bit, then kind of, flattened out for a bit. Oh, and then we went back up a steeper hill than the first one for another bit. By the time I got to Dairy Queen, I was sweating, horribly sweating. So pretty much we got to Dairy Queen, and I ordered a Misty, because I didn't want to, have anything too heavy, because I didn't even have any water with me. I feel really bad about not bringing water with me on bike rides, because I feel stupid. I mean, most bike riders bring water with them, and they stay hydrated a lot, but of course, I forget and stuff, and I haven't paid for it yet, but I venture that I will sometime. So I ordered a Misty, and I guess being hot and sweaty enhanced the coldness of the Misty. It really did. So I had this freezing headache for half the time I was drinking it, and then when I finally finished it, it was tasty. It was grape. That's my favorite artificial flavor, I guess. Grape. So had a Misty, then rode back down the super steep hill, and we rode down the one hill, and there's a McDonald's and a big shopping center that we have to ride through to get to the other steep hill. But we didn't ride through the shopping center to get to the other steep hill. So I rode down the first hill as fast as I could. I hit 36 miles an hour. Now, I'm sure I could hit faster, but I didn't want to kill myself, so I tried to limit myself. My friend Blake, his maximum has been 38, and he got scared too. I mean, I get scared. We're on 38 miles an hour. I was just wearing a helmet. I had shorts and a t-shirt on. That's some serious mutilation to my skin. So I hit 36, and then I toyed around the parking lot for a bit while Russ got some fries along with David. And then we took another way back, and there was a bit of uphill. It wasn't bad, honestly. There was a hill they were going to take me down to gauge how steep it was, but unfortunately, they didn't take me down it. We didn't have time because Savannah had to get back home. But, jeez. So I finally get back to my house. One second. Yeah, so I got back to my house, and I got the latest podcast, Adam Curry, and I tried to listen to Madge Weinstein, and the guy's a pretty good, he's a decent speaker. I just couldn't listen to him that much. I mean, I don't consider myself a really huge Republican supporter. I mean, I'm a Republican, but I'm not one of those anal, insane, kill-all Democrats and liberals alike Republican. Because all my friends are Democrats, not liberals, but Democrats. So I tried listening to him, and jeez, that man curses and calls names more than anyone I've known in my life. Even my friend Kyle, who's the worst bigot I've ever known, doesn't call people names as much as Madge Weinstein. And Madge Weinstein doesn't call everyone names. No, he just calls Republicans names. He called Ann Coulter a whore. I don't know if my friends actually don't agree with him. I don't know. I'm not going to ask him. That's kind of rude. And he called George Bush some really vulgar names I'm not going to repeat. So I quit listening to him after maybe 10 minutes. Because half of that was pretty boring anyway. I mean, he was eating food. He was eating ice cream. And don't listen to it. Trust me, it's weird. You'll be freaked out. Adam Curry listens to Madge, and I guess he really likes his stuff. I don't really like Madge. So I listened to Adam Curry, and they actually just released the beta for Cast Blaster. That's the new Windows program that Adam Curry's using, because Adam Curry got a laptop on his his vacation when he went to Florida. He got a tablet PC with a stylus and everything, really nice apparently. And he got this new thing called Cast Blaster, which is apparently a product of Bokucom Communications, Oh, Book of Communications, excuse me, not Book of Com. I'm thinking of the website. But Adam Curry uses his hosting, I think, from Book of Com. Or he's affiliated with that company somehow. And basically, it's a podcasting thing that you plug in, like, little sounds, and whenever you, you know, click the sound, it'll make it, you know, on your podcast. And you can plug in intros, and you can plug in other stuff to listen to. I really wanted to try it out, so they had a newer public beta come out. It's kind of restricted, so they basically chose people on how good their sound card was, and mine wasn't very good. I just have a stock sound card that I use. I'm not a big professional kind of podcaster. But, wow, this is really getting to be a long podcast. I went from 12 minutes of my first time, and I'm at 30 minutes and 40 seconds. So, I'm going to probably, I don't want to take it too long to bore you guys. But, I'm going to go into the longboarding really quick. I'm going to drop Adam Curry, because I was basically rambling. So, longboarding. I was listening to Kanazawa podcast with Kent Matsueda and his friend Adam Clark. And he didn't have Adam on for a while. It was an hour-long podcast, which apparently is really long for Kent. But he had a lot of good stuff. He talked a lot about what it's like going around Japan. And then about 40 minutes into the podcast, he introduced Adam Clark. And Adam, who is actually from New England somewhere, I'm not exactly sure. I want to say Massachusetts, but I don't know if that's right. Adam used to be a skateboarder, like, you know, do a trick board and everything, learn the slides and grinds and flips and kick flips and ollies and all that. And he moved to Japan for some reason or another. I think he teaches English along with most every other foreigner in Japan. And he decided that the shortboard he had, which was a shortboard, yeah, he had, wasn't very good for all the streets in Tokyo. I guess he lives near Tokyo, in Yokohama. But, oh, jeez. Hold on. Basically, he wanted a better board to ride, and he found the BMW Street Carver, a very cool-looking skateboard. Apparently, it was too heavy for Adam. Whatever. I'm not a big skateboarder right now, although I'm going to try to be with the longboard. Longboard is basically, it's a long skateboard. They're not really meant for tricks, I suppose. They're more for cruising. And I really like that idea of cruising on a skateboard. Because, you know, most skateboards, you know, you want to, you know, find some kind of rail and grind it. And I've seen that. I'm not fat. I'm a big guy. I don't think I can get my skateboard up that high. But these longboards, you just ride around on them, and you carve, like surfing and snowboarding is how they compare it. You carve down the streets on these boards, and you can actually do this thing called a Coleman slide, where the back of your board actually slides up to the front, and I think that moves actually to slow down. I'm not sure about that. I'll email Kent my email address or my podcast to hopefully, you know, just let him know what it sounds like, and I don't really want to edit it down, but if you guys want to skip some stuff, feel free. I've talked about some interesting stuff, hopefully, to you guys. Some of you might have not liked my prom segment, and I did kind of ramble. I apologize. I still don't have a set outline deal yet for my podcast, so I can kind of talk on the fly. But I'm going to cut it short. Or not short, God. It's 33 minutes now. I'm basically going to sign off. I guess I wanted to describe the name of my podcast, or talk about the name, why I named it this, but I'll talk about that next episode, because I think I exhausted pretty much every topic I had for today. But please, if you want to email me about my podcast, please email me at wayofthesword@gmail.com. You can find my podcast at tradewindradio.blogspot.com. I'm going to try and end with another audio segment from my tapes of Russ ranting.
With today's dancing styles.
You're all going to hell.
That's a good answer.
What do you think of today's dancing styles?
Mating rituals.
Do
you think they're okay?
They're okay.
They're okay? What do you think?
No, thank you.
You don't want to answer? Okay.
And this back.
Oh, yeah. The way people dance to rap is just so obscene.
obscene and discourteous toward the people who actually don't like rap or don't like watching people having sex standing up, that it just makes them want to leave early. So maybe we should try doing different types of music instead of just one type. There's a thought. It's too complicated, though, for the DJ, apparently. Bye.